The CPP presidential candidate for 2016, Ivor Greenstreet, has debunked allegations of vote buying leveled against him by some members of his party. He said the delegates voted massively for him because they have confidence in him. More so, he won a fair contest and did most of his campaign on the quiet and not right on media hype. Mr. Greenstreet said he is humbled and elated as the party's new flag bearer.
It's unfortunate that people would feel that our delegate can be induced. These are the very delegates that elected Tamia herself as chairman. These are the very delegates that elected Dr. Zakara as our presidential candidate. These are the very delegates that went to Sumiani recently to elect our national executives. And I don't think they would be happy themselves to be accused of being able to receive something to induce them to do something to this extent. I bought this election, but I bought it with my loyalty. I bought it with my service. I bought it with my commitment. I bought it with the fact that when I go to Upper East Region, I don't call people to Bolgatanga. I go to Sandema. I go to Bongo. I go to Navrongo. When I go to Upper West to campaign, I don't call people to Wa. I go to Golu. I go to Tulu. I go to the constituency. When I go to Brongahafo, I don't call people to Sumiani. I go to Sene. I go to Kwame Dansu. When I go campaign in Western Region, I don't call people to Takrady. I go to Swaman. I go to Bia. I go to Sefigiosu. So I'm in their heart and they are in my heart. And we have worked together for a period of time. And they were determined that they felt that I was the one who could raise the fortunes of this party. And that is the decision quietly and en masse they had decided to take. Because the 9 delegates from each of the 275 constituencies nationwide do not listen to GBC or Graphic to take their decision. They themselves know what is going on in the party. They themselves know who is genuine in the party. They themselves know who has been with them day after day, month after month, year after year in the party. And so God has blessed me with the hard work that we have done. But it is only now the battle begins to appeal to the hearts and minds of the Ghanaian. But I am an individual and we as a party are here not to serve our own self-interest, but to serve the people of this nation and try and find solutions to the various problems they are facing across the country.
On his ambition to turn the CPP around, Mr. Greenstreet conceded that the party's political fortunes have dwindled over the years. He intends to galvanize the grassroots and reach out to undecided voters, as well as work on winning some identified seats.
Clearly, there are areas where we feel we have a natural advantage. Recently, we held the Jomo seat, but it was lost. We're going to focus on that seat to try and win it back. We're going to focus on retaining the seat we won in Kumbungu, in the northern region. There are other seats that we have identified. If we ensure we have very dynamic and strong candidates who are capable of doing the work, that we can definitely significantly increase our parliamentary representation in the legislature.
Mr. Greenstreet told Radio Ghana that politics is about numbers, therefore he has instituted a mechanism to approach and convince disgruntled members to come back to support the party to victory.
I'll have to engage them, and having been with them before, I know what their problems are, I know what their difficulties are, I know what levers need to be pushed, trying to ensure they feel comfortable in being part of the team. It is critical that we are successful in this enterprise of assuaging the concerns of our colleagues, and that means for me to try and be humble, to try and remove any element of pride, try and remove any elements of ego, and seek to try and unite around causes and what we believe in, so that Ghanaians will see that we're not a group of individuals who only care about our own interests, but we care about their needs. And when they see us caring about their needs with great seriousness, they will come and support us, and we will make history in Ghana and in Africa.
Commenting on the CPPPNC measure talks, Mr. Greenstreet said he will meet with the party's hierarchy to discuss the way forward. According to him, the idea has not been discarded.
We would be discussing that internally with the chairman and leader and with the various committees in the party and be engaging them. I was general secretary for 2 terms and I was very close to my brother Bernard Mona. Once again, we'll do that work together and underground. We'll find a way forward.